Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
The 1964 Bears had high hopes heading into training camp. They were the defending champions after capturing their first title in nearly two decades. But tragedy struck camp in late July when Willie Gallimore and John Beau Farrington were killed in a one-car accident heading back to their dorm rooms in Rensselaer, Indiana. The team never recovered from that tragic turn of events.
It was so sad because it was not two guys any more loved on our football team than Beau Farrington and Willie.
The 63 championship team was led by the defense. On offense, Gallimore pounded the ball, averaging 3.8 yards a carry, and led the team with five rushing touchdowns in 1963. Farrington lined up opposite of Johnny Morris and caught 21 balls for 335 yards and two touchdowns.
Those guys were special. That's why we were good in 1963.
Willie Gallimore, had a lot of records at the time when he was a running back, but he was similar to Walter Payton as a runner, or, he had agility. He was a great runner, had speed, a second gear that was second to none.
St. Joseph's College in Rensselaer, Indiana, was the summer home of the Chicago Bears from 1944 to 1974. John Beau Farrington, seen in training camp here in Rensselaer, was killed along with teammate Willie Gallimore when Gallimore's Volkswagen Beetle skidded off a dark, unmarked curved road in the summer of 1964.
We were all out, not all, but a good group of the guys were out the country club. It was on a Sunday, and Willie and Beau came, and they were bringing the pizza for everybody. So they brought the pizza, and we had pizza for everybody, and kibitzed a little bit, and we left. And we all got back to the dorm, and something wasn't right, you know. And all of a sudden, we heard probably around 12 o'clock at night, I forget who it was, Rick Caceres or somebody came out and said that Beau and Willie were killed in a car accident.
What are you talking about? It's still hard to get a grasp on that. What are you talking about? I was just with him a few hours ago. What do you mean they got killed in a car accident? Well, they went off the road and the car rolled over and both of them were gone.
50 years later, using Google satellite imagery, you can see the curve on Buncombe Road where Gallimore lost control of his car. Some teammates did not get the devastating news until the next morning.
The coaches went down the halls in Rensselaer, Indiana, our training camp, and told us that we just lost Gallimore and Beau Farrington. And it was a hell of a blow.
And I can remember Coach Hallis. He called a couple of us in, and I was one of them. Because we didn't know, We woke up in the morning, and he said, well, there was an accident last night. And you don't think there's an accident, so what? Somebody missed curfew or something? And he told us. It was really so sad. In the prime of their life, these were two great, they were great people besides being great football players.
Gallimore was just 29 years old. Farrington was 28. The death of two young teammates proved too painful for the defending champs to overcome. They started the 1964 season 2-7 and finished a dismal 5-9.
Losing two great football players like that definitely hurt us, and then we never recovered from that.
My God, I'm like, early, like 22, 23, 24, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, two teammates that you basically strap it up, and every weekend, you really give it everything you have, and they're gone? What do you mean they're gone? And that was unbelievable. I still have a hard time, did that really happen? Did it really happen? When you're a young guy, you're not used to a lot of people dying around you or whatever have you. And when you take two teammates, my Lord.
You respond the best you can. You have a couple of teammates who I had seen just a few minutes later, and all of a sudden they're dead. But we had gone through the Kennedy thing.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
It was the first experience with the John F. Kennedy death that somebody close to me or I really knew had died, and we had to overcome that. Well, it wasn't too long after that that same thing happened with Willie Gallimore and Bo Farrington.
I can tell you this, that entire year, it was on our minds. Lose two guys like that and the way we lost them, it was hard. But Halas gave it everything he had to keep us, bring us together and focus in on, you know, playing every week. Tough situation.
That was a tragedy, and it affected our team, and we missed him a lot.
The Bears honored Willie Gallimore's memory and accomplishments with the team by retiring his number 28. Willie's son, Ron, went on to become a world-class gymnast and was the first African-American to make the U.S. Olympic team.